So in other words, Azimah, in other words, Azizi, you guys want free money. That's it.
Not really free money lah. If you don't mind, if no, they really Zaki, want to.
The allocation is there.
COVID-19 has changed the way tourism players do their business. Today, conversation at Borak Bersama UU, we will look into inbound tourism players and how they survive and how they pivot their business. My guests today are none others than my tourism colleague Azizi of Asutra Holidays, which I know more than 30 years, and Zaima of Malay Adventure, which I know her dedicated patience in promoting Malaysia all over the world, especially in European market. These conversations are not being filtered. We want our listeners to listen to actual conversations without any censorships. Their opinions are very important as we need to know how the tourism players feel at this moment. Nevertheless, their view expressed in this podcast do not necessarily represent my view, nor the view of this podcast channel. My name is Zaidi Yudanis, and welcome to podcast Tourism in Malaysia in segment Borak Bersama UU. Okay, Azizi, introduce yourself. Kenalkan diri anda.
Good evening to everyone. My name is Azizi Borhan. I'm actually from the Asutra Holiday, Sdn. Bhd, based at Putrajaya. And we are focusing more to the mix of the travel services, inbound, outbound, and domestic travel.
All right. Okay. Zaima?
Hi, I'm Zaima from Malay Adventure. We only do inbound for now, and focusing more on European market. Based in KL, Jalan Ampang.
Alright, okay. I think untuk perkenalan kita campur-campur, kita santai-santai lah. Zaima, kita santai-santai, okay. Azizi, kita alright. Saya kenal Azizi ni lama, dan juga Zaima pun saya kenal juga. Mereka ni sangat dedikasi in terms of tourism business, sentiasa mempromosikan negara kita, negara Malaysia. So sekarang ni I need to know lah, because of this COVID-19 ni kan, everybody suffer, Zaima, everybody suffer, Azizi. How do you survive currently? Kita nak tahu juga sekarang ni you masih survive lagi, Zaima? You masih lagi survive, Azizi? Zaima?
Surviving is one thing. It's just that, you know, Malay Adventure has been We started with a small team, and right. we have been in the market for like 20 over years, and we maintained the small team. So I guess, you know, like having a small team, then, you know, when we are hit by this unpredictable pandemic, then, you know, it's not easy, but manageable to still run the business. Surviving part is, you know, like we still have to do, you know, pay cuts, but we maintain the small team that we have for now, because we don't know what will happen until December. We actually projected that, you know, by September government would say something, and then, you know, we start with booking by October, November, but this is not likely to happen. Then, you know, we stretch a bit the budget, and for December, I guess, you know, we can still hear, but I don't know what will happen beyond that.
All right.
To be quite.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know that the smaller you are, the better it is during this quarantine. All this to make sure that you are surviving. To this, you know, small is good. Huh? Okay, Zizi, how do you make yourself survive? Ada magic funny, magic apa?
The funny part that I want it's quite difficult to explain lah, to be honest to you, you know. Whether I should laugh to myself or should I be angry, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Because this is this pandemic is really a tragic, is a very big pandemic in the world. beyond our control, you know.
Yeah.
So shockingly, that happens beginning of mid of March, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Yeah. All right. Due to that reason, to be honest to you, we need to survive. We need to survive, and we need to scale our organization. We scale down our organization. All right. We need to reduce our operating costs. All right. There were many. The action has been taken by us from five staff. Now we are reducing to 2 staff only.
Okay, all right.
Which of that? Nothing much I can do because we need to survive at least in the next 2 years.
Well,
my projection.
Yeah.
Azimah mentioned just now it may end up somewhere on the end of December. All right, yeah. But I don't think so. It will be prolonged at least another 6 months or 1 year for year 2021.
Yeah.
So we need to take very important step to ensure that we will be surviving for the next 1 year, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
That is more important, of course. It's not easy to survive in this current situation due to the business is a very become smaller and smaller.
Okay.
We need to share our cakes with the thousands of agents in Malaysia, whether you are doing domestics or inbounds or outbound. Of course, the outbound tours is not running at all now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exceptional for domestic.
Azizi.
For inbound.
Yeah.
You won't expect any international tourists coming at all.
Yeah.
You know, even the government has making announcement a couple of days ago. They might have some exemption from other part of the world, from other countries, from you know, but. I don't think so. That will help us at all.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting for you to mention that everybody is trying to survive by promoting domestic products. Everybody, including all the big tycoons, big companies who we know that doing all the outbound packages, suddenly they are doing now domestic. So those who have been doing domestic packages, doing a domestic market, they have a new competitor. New competitor. So new competitor means smaller cake. So Azizi, there are new competitors in the market, new competitors in town. So how do you see into it? How do you compete with these big companies, Azizi?
Well, honestly speaking, I don't look at the matter at all now.
Uh-huh, all
because
right.
The most important, we need to be. We have to be more innovative.
Okay.
To produce our products, tour products.
Okay? How innovative can you be? For example, if you are selling Langkawi 3 days tonight, 4 days tonight. How even innovative you want to be? How innovative can you be?
There are. 2 issues that we need to tackle now.
Right.
Okay. One, are we be able to sell the product? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second, due to the hotel also competing with the travel agent,
right.
Are we be able to compete with them?
Yeah. That's okay? The thing.
So those 2 issues is quite complicated to solve the problem. It has to be what a collaboration need to be done between both parties.
All right.
You see, you know,
yeah.
Hoteliers and travel agent. That's the only way.
Yeah. Zaima, do you think that you benefit from this domestic boom, so-called domestic boom? You know, you can see that everybody is going to Perhentian, everybody is going to Redang and Langkawi or those places. Have you benefit from this this boom, quite boom?
No, because our products has been always focused on the European market. So, you know, like, I cannot sell, for instance, like Nangga Sumpa in Sarawak.
Okay.
The locals, you know, they don't find it exotic enough for them to go there and all that. I'm just giving you one
example. Yeah, example, that's right.
And the point here is not to be competitive or to compete with each other. No.
Yeah.
Our job here now is to, you know, to insist on government to reconsider opening our borders, because how we see things with COVID now, everything, our day-to-day life is based on SOP.
Yes. Yeah.
If we can do SOP on everyday life, why can't we do SOP on tourism, on traveling?
All right.
It's, you know, so for us, as long as borders are not open, then there is no business. I'm not saying that we are not innovative or ambitious enough to grab whatever opportunity. Yes, we try to get access to the expat community here, at least, you know, and that has been, you know, not very much help, but at least, you know, there's some packages that we managed to sell. Because we have never been doing domestic all this while, and you know, we cannot just like reappear and say, you know, we do sell domestic as well, because you know, we don't have that particular.
Yeah, I can see your point, Zaima. You know, as inbound players, we've been used to the international market. The international market for you, for example, you are used to the what do you call it, incoming from Europe, and suddenly you are forced to promote those product, those packages in domestic, and you're having a tough time.
You try.
But how can you minimize the challenges, so that you'll be able to adapt and you to penetrate the local market? Can you do that?
We have to be selective on what packages that we want to sell to the local market.
All right.
And also work with selected hotels.
Yeah.
And try not to promote whatever that you know, those hotels that have been pushing online and all
that.
We select, you know, we pick and choose who we want to work with.
All right.
Yeah.
Azizi.
Yeah.
Hotels. Do hotels support you? The local hotels.
Azima had given a very good point there. We are actually very selective also in working together with hotel, because right. some hotel do not want to collaborate or work with us.
Yeah.
Okay, because they feel they are able to sell their product very well.
Yeah.
On their own, whether through the social media, websites, whatever. Okay, so we do the same thing also. We select the correct partner.
Okay,
the right partner.
Yeah.
All right? And then we will discuss.
Okay. So that means, Azizi, that means you choose the hotel who want to be with you, who want to promote together, rather than those hotels who are very comfortable with this channel manager, who are very comfortable with all the OTA. Let them do it. Let them do it. But we select those who want to work with us. Yeah. That's the benefit of it. I'm so surprised, because a lot of hotels are depending on international market too. And for example, China market, they have have to, you have, they have to give in to their, the OTAs in China at least 20 or 30% of the percentage out of from the hotel rates. But now you know they are getting for most of the hotels or very popular hotel, they can sell direct to the consumer. Mm. They can give all kind of promotion without giving any percentage to the OTA, because they themselves can sell. But very unfortunate for them not to work with the travel agents. But I think you are right, Azizi, and Zaima, you select. Now it's time for you to select those hotel partners who want to work with us. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Right. But again, those hotels who want to work with us, are they sellable? Because I know there's a lot of hotels, for example, Redang, everything, they prefer to go direct. Are they sellable, those hotels who want to work with us?
I managed to get a very good hoteliers that working with us.
Uh-huh.
We are able to sell the product.
All right.
You know, so yeah. we don't select. We just have about 20 hotels now at the moment.
Okay.
We don't want to work with so many hotels because we want to be focused, and then we target to the market that we want.
Okay.
And then you know, we hope that we'll be able to sell more.
Yeah.
Currently we are having a very good sales of the product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But still we need to be careful, because whatever collaboration that we have, a partnership we have, normally hoteliers also looking at us how we do things.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So they sometimes try to override us again. By you know, the, you know, there are many ways they can be done by them.
All right.
So,
okay.
So due to that reason, I'm hoping that all hotel, if possible, if not all, you know, they should work together with the travel agency.
All right.
Okay. It is very important.
Yeah, Zizi. Yeah? Maybe they ask Azaima. Maybe the hotel ask. Are you still relevant? Travel agents, are you still relevant? Because the hotel said, I can sell direct. Why should I need travel agents? Zaima, your points.
Back to the fact that, you know, we have to go domestic now. We can't do that. I'm seriously, I cannot go and sell all my product to the
domestic
market.
Yeah.
Are we still relevant? Yes, because not to the local market, but to our partners overseas. Because, you know, you'd be surprised that they still want, you know, even though we told them that, you know, the RMCO has been extended until December, they are still thinking about March onwards.
All right.
To come. So, you know, this is also the reason why we are still operating as normal with our small team, because, you know, we receive requests and partners are still issuing brochures and all that. So contracting is still happening. So this is the thing that we must, you know, we must tell the government, the authority or whatever, that, you know, all this involves planning.
Involve planning.
People don't decide, you know, they want to travel in 2 weeks' time, right?
Yeah,
especially this time.
Mm.
So, you know, if they decide to, whatever happens after December 31st, I know that COVID doesn't expire on the December, because COVID will be there forever until vaccine is found.
Yeah.
But government has to do something to say that, you know, especially like us, because tourism, we are so big, right?
Yeah.
It involves F&B to transportation.
Yeah, yeah, hotels, that's right.
To operators and all that. We need planning. We need to know what to do, or projection.
Yeah.
We can't do budgeting. We can't do anything now.
Yeah. Zaima, you know that the SME Corp has mentioned that 640,000 small business enterprise are involved in tourism industry. That's a big number of number. This is actually a huge number, which extra, most probably you need a government push, a government will or a political will to help out this industry.
What my worry now is, by the time, say, if we still survive, we're still in the market, and we, if we are still relevant, we're still there. By the time airport reopens and all that, my worry is, you know, my supplier, my transportation company, the hotels that we support with, you know, the small boutique hotel and all that, they are not in the market anymore. So what are
we
doing?
Oh, my God. That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. Okay.
You know, like, the supplier, the coach and all that, they say they have to land on the bus. And
oh, my God.
I'm scared because, you know, I rely on them to provide the transport part, right?
Yeah.
But when the time comes, so what will happen?
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about their governments. The billions of ringgit has been announced. That's through the financing, through the stimulus. Have you benefit anything from this stimulus, Zaima?
Zero, except for the per queso. But we contribute.
Yeah.
And we pay the EIS and all that. That's when, you know, we benefited from that. Other than that, zero.
Oh my God.
Zero.
That means the wage subsidy is okay, but beside that, there is none at all.
Nothing.
None at all. What about Zizi?
I don't know. You know, like the last meeting, we actually formed a small group of MC that focusing on Europe.
Okay.
We brought up this issue with we were supposed to meet up with Dato' Musa, but he was not around. So we met with Dato' Zainuddin, strategic guy. So we asked him, we want that 1 billion because it is allocated for tourism, solely for tourism, right?
All right, yeah.
And this was like June, July time when this thing has not been announced yet. But until now, we well, what is that? I mean, where is the money? Where is the 1 billion?
Ketawa besar, Azizi. Azizi, I need to ask you. Have you benefit?
To whatever money that the government tried to distribute to us.
To be quite honest, how I feel when the RMC, because we were all expected the RMCO to be extended anyway, right?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
We have come to terms. It's okay. You want to, we want to still close the border until 31st December. Let it be. Do it.
Yeah.
But help us with the HR, with the overhead and all that, because we still want to survive.
Yeah.
We're drying out our coffers already.
Okay, you know, Zaima, people were saying that, well, you depend so much on the handout. You know, a lot of other industry also wants to have a handout. But why can't you be independent? Why can't you survive yourself? What is your answer? What is your comment, Azizi?
I think you must look on every angle, because you know why? Tourism business is not like SME business, like other SME business. In manufacturing, so whatever, okay?
Right.
Tourism business is something like untangible business.
Yeah.
Because we promise people something.
Yeah, itu jual ILO. Jual ILO.
Yeah, jual ILO je.
Okay, so, promise.
So you can foresee that the risk in the tourism business is very high.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
So, what I'm trying to say over here, whatever stimulus package given by the government, especially for SME, they just mentioned recently about 1 billion tourism fund, something like that, right?
But
so far I didn't see any benefit to us. Probably it benefit other tourism related business such as restaurants, bus operator, possible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So I mean, those are a few selected operator agency that might really help them.
Okay.
But in our capacity as a, whether you are DMC, a tour operator, a travel agency, you are slowly depending from the customer to assist you. Yeah. You know, by selling the package, they buy the package, and you are delivering the package, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree on that. It is that you know, why doesn't government think about the amount of refund that we have to pay back our customers, our partners?
Yeah.
In April and May, we had to refund clients an amount that is so unimaginable.
Wow. Unimaginable means that they don't care. No, this pandemic is beyond our control. Can't you just say to the clients that, look, this pandemic is beyond our control. We can't just, you know, this is not our means for us not to refund to you.
No, at that time, when March, April, and all that, right, when people started to cancel and postpone all the trips and all that,
uh-huh.
Everyone, airlines, hotels, all over the world, they changed the cancellation policy because of COVID. So, you know, like, this is all unpredictable, and, you know, we have to follow the safety, and we, you know, like, and this is another thing that, you know, then when we say the new norm, we have to relook at our Tourism Act.
Okay.
The 1993, because that it doesn't cover us at all. It doesn't doesn't save us in any way, because, you know, when I'm doing mostly Europe, right?
All right.
They have their own set of regulations that it requires refund back from us and all that, or otherwise we are threatened with legal act and all that. So mm-hmm. we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the money to pay legal fees and all that.
So you were saying that there must be an amendment, or must be a regulation relief, or agile.
It has not been relooked. This is 1992 Act, and we are now in 2020. There's a lot of things that we have to look at this thing, and you know, when so tourism is not something like Azizi, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When you say that, you know, tourism business is not like the other SME and all that, which is true, because, you know, whatever that we pay, when we do business, we get the money, and mm-hmm. then we pay our suppliers. We don't hold the money, so you know, like, whatever that we have is just like pure profit, and how much profit you do anyway, right?
Yeah.
So when this thing happens, we don't have, you know, we were all not prepared for this pandemic anyway. So
Zaima, you were saying, Zaima, you were saying that you need assistance or stimulus from the government, because tourism is actually the entry, the door for the, you know, if once the customer reach out, once the customer reach in Malaysia, everybody will benefit it. So it's compared to other SME business, which just direct to them, and that's all. But for us, once they pay to us, we have to pay to the restaurant, we have to pay to the hotel, the souvenirs.
We don't hold the money. So, you know, like, when we had to do refunds,
uh-huh.
It's a lot of money, Zadie. Seriously, we you know, like, that ton of amount that we have to repay to refund client is so heartbreaking.
All right.
Because it really, you know, our bank statement is not looking good at all.
okay.
Because we get payment up front, and then you know, and when suppliers pay us back and all that, so that's when we get the money back and to repay, to refund back.
Tourism business is just not because when they are in the business, they know what we are doing.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they are not in the industry, it's just only policy maker all talk rubbish.
The thing is, Ozadi, don't know how, you know, I have not been in your team to, you know, when we have the discussion and all that, but we have a different set of people that we are contacting, Tourism Malaysia and more.
All right.
But how I see the way we approach them is too soft.
Too soft?
Yes.
You mean we need to be hard? You need to be harder?
I'm giving you an example. I'm not making this up, okay?
Yeah, right.
When the hair salon reopens, of course, we quick. I mean, you know, like women especially, we quickly rush to them and do whatever we wanted to do. So, because, you know, hairdresser and us is so close, right? And they ask, because they know I'm doing tourism. And they ask, so what happened? What is it now? And all that. And I said, no business, zero income. That was what? That was May, June.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they say, why didn't you just go and ambush them? This is what the Hairdresser Association is doing.
All right.
They just ambushed me. Tika and Tiana, I can't remember what this was made in June or something. They say there is no, if you keep on doing, you know, the right way, this waiting and requests and whatever and all that, your voices will not be heard. I know this is a different game altogether, because, you know, there is no foreigners coming in and all that when it comes to hairdressing. But, you know, but our kids are the same. We want to start our business.
Okay.
And to save the livelihoods of the people involved in this tourism.
All right.
So, you know, like, they say they just go. They ambush, I guess.
All
right. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that involves. But the association is so strong.
All right.
And they just... You know, they
cook
upon and they just go and
meet
up.
Okay, Azima. Okay, Azima. What do you want to ambush? What, you know, for example, the borders are closed, and we are doing now domestic market. What do you want to ambush? Which ministry do you want to ambush?
We want to tell them that, you know, we have prepared because everything now, like what I said before, everything, our life now is based on SOP. Everything is SOP now.
Right.
So why can't we do tourism and comply with the SOP? You know, we have outlined our SOP and all that. We combine all together with a few more DMCs and send it to the ministry.
I can't get you. You were saying, all right, the way I can understand it is that you want the border to be open with the SOP. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
But that is unlikely you can have that, because, you know, I'm looking on every other angle. So, because you have to remember, I mean, at one point, I agree with you, Azima.
We just have to learn to live with the virus. HIV, AIDS, they don't have protection.
But it's not contagious. HIV is not contagious.
You're right.
HIV is transmitted to different way.
No, there's no vaccine. I mean, you know. I'm not anti lockdown or anti whatever.
Yeah.
It's just that we all just have to learn to live with the virus.
Yeah. Yeah.
With all what until vaccine is found.
Yeah.
What are the three things?
Yeah.
Wash your hands, observe your distance, and also cover face mask. What else? So, you know, if we can do this, we have sent our SOPs and all that to the ministry, and our voices being heard. No.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think it's good. Good point. You have a good point there. You need to open the border for us to survive. What about Azizi? What do you think?
Usually. Yeah. Because I feel that, I mean, whatever Azima mentioned, there are many points there. But of course, the government look on every angle, especially the safety of the rakyat.
Yeah.
However, I don't want to comment on that.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to tell you here, the role of Ministry of Tourism is very, very important. They must act fast and quick. You see, you know, they just cannot sit down in the office and...
Okay, act on what? it doesn't go back to borders reopening, then...
No, listen, what I'm trying to do here, there are many ways that we can do.
Just as what?
About the survival of the our
emergency
organization.
Yeah, Azizi, what kind of fast action do you want to do? Just give an example.
As I said earlier, the ministry, MOTEX official, they work very slow. Is it not? They cannot think out of the box. Is it not?
What do you want them to do? Because this is a pandemic. Such as what?
Okay, give example. Azima did mention just now about our Tourism Act, right?
Yeah.
So due to this Tourism Act is considered outdated, all right or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Ministry of Tourism's official and also the minister must act quickly how to resolve the problem, is it not? They cannot depending so much on from the act, because they say that's the act, you have to follow exactly the same, is it not?
So
the minister have the power to override everything.
So you were saying they need to adopt the agile regulation to be adapt during the situations, not just or just change the ACTA, but to adopt the agile regulation. I think that's what the Korean are doing it. That's what the Taiwanese are doing it. They adapt to make sure that the industry survive, the economy move up. That's what you think, is it? Is it correct?
Right. Okay, I'm trying to give you some very important point. I hope that they would be able to listen to my voice.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. One, first of all, recently the minister announced that the license can be renewed.
Okay.
Can be renewed, but without any fees to be paid for.
All right.
But I feel that it's a very short term, just only for 6 months or 1 year.
Okay.
Because they have to project that at least minimum 2 years.
Okay.
Is it not? So they have to abolish renewal fee.
Yeah.
That's one. At least give them, because we need to survive. If you give the license only for 1 year, how to survive?
All right.
How to survive?
Yeah.
How to survive? They have to give us at least in average minimum 2 years, 2021 and 2022, example. Okay? Now, second one, they should stop issuing any new travel agency license.
Okay.
What the heck they are doing? They're still receiving a new license application from outside. We are suffering. They are still issuing a license. Is it not? What for? Is it not?
You're saying that there are now new agents? New travel agents coming in?
Open. Honestly speaking, I really don't know why. Is it not?
Yeah.
Okay. The third thing, if possible, because we need to survive.
Yeah.
Okay? We need to sustain in the market. And I believe the ministry should look how to looking at the current situation. Now we have been forced to have our office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
permanent
right.
office.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, everything's all in order based on the ACTA, tourism ACTA.
Yeah.
But with this type of condition, allowed us to work based on Soho concept.
Yeah.
At least for the next 2 years, at least we don't pay any rental.
Yeah.
Is it not? Then other staff can work through work from home. Is it not?
Azima, are you working from home, Azima?
No, because I'm done with, you know, I had enough of being at home.
Why?
I just want to have that sense of normality. So what I'm doing now in the office is we do full time. It's just that, you know, to compensate the pay cuts, I just reduce hours a bit. Everything is a bit.
So you maintain your office.
So that to make sure my mental is still stable.
Hopefully it's still stable, huh?
We need to comfort ourselves. That's the thing is that. Azima, if you have one billion ringgit in your hand, to decide which area that need to substantiate, how do you do it? If you are minister, Azima.
Very difficult to answer
on that. Yeah, we keep on complaining that we didn't get anything. We don't understand. What do you suggest that 1 billion? Where do this 1 billion to be channeled on?
Oh yes, tough question. I would never imagine in my lifetime to receive a 1 billion. The infrastructure, I suppose, to help.
Infrastructure, the travel agents, they have no infrastructure. And the travel agents blew complaints on you.
We focus on Europe market and all that. They what is popular now is, you know, they want to work with someone, some agents that is you know, looking at sustainability and you know, to help the
locals,
people back and all that. You see, so a lot of things that whatever that we have had before, it's not being maintained, the upkeep and the, you know, maintenance and all that. And you know, like, it's just like, unless it is privately owned, or you know,
yeah, the maintenance, you were saying the maintenance of the place of interest. That's what you're saying, eh?
Places of interest.
All right, okay, but nothing at all for travel agents.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're talking about the 1 billion fund that they supposedly allocated for us, of course, you know, like during this time, we want them to help us.
Yeah, how do you do it? How do you just give out loan, or you just give a free money?
Oh no!
Or what is it? What, in what way?
I don't get your question. Okay. So if I was a minister, even this pandemic time and all that, and my ministry has got this 1 billion and all that.
All right.
Of course, I want to help people by giving grants rather than loans.
Yes. I mean, I agree with you. Loan is crazy. You have to pay back. Grant is at least we can use for something.
Exactly. Loan. How? I mean, you know, you don't have the money. And to even run your overhead, and then how to repay your loan, to serve your loan, cannot.
So in other words, Azizi, you guys want free money. That's it.
Not really free money lah. If you don't mind,
the allocation is there. If you don't get it, who will get it?
All right. Okay. Fair enough. In how can you gauge, or how can you, what they call it, measure the outcome out of it? From Malai, you be getting what, 500,000, and Azizi, you be getting 500,000. In what way that you want to comfort the taxpayer? It's Malaysian, rakyat, the taxpayer, that you know, you'll be able, this 500,000, you'll be getting more, you'll be getting you know, better or good or better income for the nation.
This is the thing that, you know, you have to, the ministry has to come up with the criteria. Why this agent A deserve the grant, for instance. The same thing with gamelan.
Yeah.
You know, when they introduced gamelan last time, I was a bit uneasy about it, because, you know, we have been in the market for 20 over years.
Yeah.
And we get the same allocation.
Yeah.
With the rest who just, you know, like, they just
small registered agent
last year, and they get the same benefit like us. You know, we have been in the market for all these years, and the same benefit.
Yeah.
You know, they have to, like, you know, give some allocation, like, whoever that have been in the market for so long and proven that have been, you know, we submitted for tax to get the exemption. And
so all that means
that we handle and all that. Based on that.
Yeah,
so
it's, you know, based on performance. You were saying based on performance.
Performance, yes.
What about SDZ? What do you do? 1 billion. Whom do you give?
This is very difficult to answer lah. I mean, I never own any 1 billion yet in my life. Okay, alright. Okay.
But what can?
Is it, if you are looking at the tourism per se, the government need to look very seriously with this amount of 1 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. When you talk about tourism business is so huge.
Yeah.
You're talking about hospitality, travel, other, you know, that those are related in the industry, okay?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to, because SME fund is already there, given by two restaurants. I mean, there were so many funds that you can use for other purpose. But for this tourism, there's no such thing special fund for tourism strictly for travel agency. You see what I mean or not?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm trying to tell you, because actually I don't want the money to be given to me free.
Yeah.
At least if they're charging me 1% or so, be sufficient, this is fine. You know, but at least for 2 years use, because we need to survive. That's right. What, as I said earlier,
okay,
there are ways how to resolve this matter. As I said, MoTeC need to look seriously how to solve this problem.
Yeah.
You know, the issue first in the how to reduce our operating cost. See, very easy to reduce our operating cost. Let the agent, those are with 5 staff and below, work based on simple concept. That reduce our cost.
All right. Okay.
Right.
All right. That's actually, yeah, yeah. I can see your points, Azizi. Okay. And, you know, guys, it's very interesting. I think we can talk until the cows come home. But it's very interesting and I learned a lot from you guys from these conversations. Before we end this conversation, I know the time is very limited, but we can continue later. But before we end this conversations, Azizi, Zaima, please give us what is your harapan? What is your wish list? The audience be able to listen and also be able to probably finish. Azizi, maybe Azizi first.
My simple word. Yeah. It's very easy. Act fast from the Ministry of Tourism. Don't talk shit. That's all.
Talk shit, huh? Oh my god. Okay. All right.
That's correct.
I have to remind you, this is a recording session.
No problem.
This session is recorded.
Because it's serious.
All right. Okay. Yes.
Wait, this is serious.
Zaima, what is your wish list? What is your harapan before we end this conversation? Zaima.
Yeah, we want the ministry to act as a tourism ministry then, because you know, to help us, to help people who want to come to Malaysia.
Yeah.
You know, in any way possible.
Yeah.
Because tourism, you know, in any country in the world, tourism is at least in the top 5 of contributors for the
economy's
growth.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and especially when you're on forex.
Yeah.
So, you know, they close tourism, there is all this thing is gone.
All right.
And like you said, you know, we have to act fast and do something about it. I don't know. If borders are going to reopen soon, let us know when, so that we can plan, we can tell our partners that this is the thing that Malaysia is leading towards to.
Thank you, Zaima. Thank you, Azizi. I think we have discussed it a bit. Very interesting session, very interesting conversations. We hope we are able to, you know, be able to keep on cracking our heads. We hope that we keep on surviving. You guys are doing very good job, fantastic job. Zaima, I know that you have been doing fantastic jobs for promoting Malaysia. So do this, Azizi, which I know many years, in fact, more than 30 years, Azizi. We know each other, all promoting Malaysia. Until now, we still keep on promoting Malaysia. So I hope you guys all the best. Saya doakan semua, everything is all in order and all, you know, murah rezeki dan panjang umur. So we keep in touch.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Assalamualaikum. Good evening.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, in this conversation, I learned a lot from these two experienced two operators, their expectations and their opinions. And their reasons, and Azizi wants the regulation to be relaxed during these challenging times. In other words, he wants the authorities to adopt the agile regulations or the regulations relief for the industry players to survive during this challenging time. And Zaima, in other hands, wants the international border to be open as soon as possible. And ask everyone to accept the way it is in next few years and learn how to live with the virus of COVID-19. So, what do you think, guys? Well, if you have any opinion, we'd love to hear it from you. You can just write any of your comments or your points at our Facebook page, Safe Tourism, Reset Tourism. Facebook page, Safe Tourism and Reset Tourism. And don't forget to like the page while you are there and subscribe this podcast at iTunes or Spotify. Borak Bersama UU, brought to you by the industry for the industry. And I hope to be able to engage with you, to have more conversations in the next episodes. See you. Stay safe, stay productive, and Safe Tourism and Safe Reset Tourism. See you guys.